Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And it's not every day you can double your money, but with MyBookie, you can double your money instantly thanks to a double deposit bonus for all new users. Go to MyBookie.ag and use the promo code SPORTSDRINK. You'll instantly receive your initial deposit so you can kickstart your betting experience with the games, leagues, and all that happy crap. Set yourself up for success by doubling your deposit when using promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. And that's your deposit to $1,000. Bet anytime, anything, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, guys, welcome to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host, brought to you by the Sports Drink. No music today. It's been a whirlwind of a thing. Just don't feel like playing any music to start off the thing. I probably should, but I just don't, whatever. My oldest child is home from school today. So if you hear any noises in the background, it's probably him. Or if he's asking me questions, you know how that goes. They want something. It's been a crazy week. My two younger kids have their school parties, and there was nothing like getting those last-minute text messages of stuff that they need at 9 o'clock at night. It's like, I had to get 2 boxes of Capri Suns. There's 10 in each. And I was asked, how many boxes did you get? I said, well, you told me to get 2 boxes of Capri Suns. She's like, well, there's 25 kids in the class. Okay, well, 2 times 10 is 20, so yeah, it's not going to fucking work. That would have been nice to have known that beforehand. Don't just tell me to get 2 boxes. So that's just part of co-parenting, and it's just learning to be proactive with people and knowing how unpredictable they are. So I have that. I'm dealing with that today, and a whole bunch of other stuff. But let's get to some pit news. Let's get some of the hot items. Kenny Pickett is skipping the bowl game, and he's going to focus on the draft. I have no issues with this whatsoever. Nobody really should, and there's just some some weirdos that unfortunately. I saw one where supposedly his dad was in the military, and would he skip out on his regiment or regiment, whoever, his comrades or whatever, or fellow troops, whatever. Would he, Kenny's a college football player, he's not in the military. It's weird. And on top of that, Kenneth Walker III is skipping, the bowl game as well. So two of the big stars are not going to be there. So Pitt's, so if you're flipping on this game, you're probably going to get Nick Patty, and you're going to get whoever Michigan State, who their backup is for running back. I haven't really looked at the roster, and I'm sure, whatever. So it just is what it is. And you're going to see more of this. I mean, the college football playoff has rendered bowl games useless. I mean, you can't brag about bowl attendance anymore. You can't go out and say, well, we travel and we had 50,000 fans go to the freaking, Bank of America Bowl. Or, me and the West Virginia fans, us hoopies, man, we sent 40,000 to the Shoney's Bowl. You can't brag about how many people you bring to bowl games now, because nobody cares. I mean, outside the college football playoff, and even these P5 bowls, these group of whatever they are, whatever they call them, New Year's Day 6 or whatever, the runner-up prize of the college football playoff, the participation trophy. I don't freaking know what it is. I mean, or the gift card, the gift card for your trouble. This is what you get. You didn't make the playoffs, but here you go. You get it. You get You get a $25 gift card to TGI Friday. That's basically what these other group of bulls are. They want to make these other bulls, you know, these higher bulls significant when they're really not. Nobody really cares because you win a bowl game, you get a, it used to be you won some sort of bowl game, you got a trophy, and then, you know, it used to be where, well, this may not be a BCS bowl, but it's a higher up bowl because at least it's New Year's. And now it's like nobody cares if it's a New Year's Day bowl or not. It doesn't, you know, on top of that, players are skipping the bowl games now. So even they realize it's useless. I mean, these bowl games are more for underclassmen who need to still prove themselves. And that's what we have. We're going to get Nick Patty and probably whoever is going to, you know, whatever, you know, they're going to throw at, you know, with Michigan State. I mean, Jordan Asik could skip this bowl game if he wanted to and just, you know, focus on next season. He could do that. But I mean, if you do get injured, you might want to get it out of the way and get it, you know, have it at a bowl game. So, you know, so you're not worrying about, you know, next season. You definitely don't want an injury in training camp, in summer drills. You don't want that happening. I mean, we saw that with Derek Kinder that one year. Remember when 2007 he was supposed to be he was supposed to have a breakout year because of what happened the season before. He got hurt, and he was really never the same player after that. I mean, by the time 2008 came, he was back, but he wasn't, he wasn't really that guy anymore, which kind of sucked, but that's just life. But Kenny's out, and, you know, he's done a whole hell of a lot for Pitt, and he doesn't need to do any more, and so my suggestion is go get paid, young man, and I think we all pretty much knew that. There hasn't been any kind of movement on Pitt's offensive coordinator hire. There's talk of Brennan Marion going to Colorado, which would kind of suck, but. I think Pat Narduzzi's not a big fan of like fast paced offenses because Narduzzi's he's a defensive guy. He doesn't want to put any more stress on his defense as it is because these fast paced offenses or these read options, whatever, a lot of them are fast paced. You're putting more on your defense, and I don't think he likes that. He wants a healthy balance of offense and defense because, you know, a lot of these offenses are designed to score a lot of points, and there are times the defenses are giving up a lot of points because they're not getting, reps or whatever. That's just kind of my theory about, that's pretty much what my theory is about this, he wants some sort of healthy balance between the both. And he's not willing to, give into that whole college football is about scoring as many points as you can. But I mean, I would hope that he would want to look at his schedule list from this past season, see how many points we scored, and realize that plenty of games we really had to outscore opponents. I mean, that's just the only thing I can think of with this whole Brennan Marion thing. I mean, when Brennan Marion came in, the drops ceased. I mean, there were some drops, but they weren't as horrifically bad as before, and we had a big year on in terms of offense. We were scoring a lot of points. I just my fear is that Pat Narduzzi is going to hire another Michigan State grad assistant, like he did with his linebacker coach, because we've had three linebackers in the transfer portal since this guy's come here, and he hasn't even been here a year. So that's a big red flag right now. I hope maybe it's a playing time issue or something else. I mean, a philosophy issue, difference, Sometimes when you get a new boss, you guys don't see eye to eye. I mean, and it's best, a lot of times people just say it's best for me to go somewhere where it's going to, where I get a better start. That's just the only thing I can think of this whole thing. But yeah, I mean, but if you're going to bring in an offensive coordinator, trying to bring in somebody legit, don't bring another one of your grad assistants from Michigan State, which is really what I fear. I mean, just bring in a good hire. And if it's Brennan Marion, if it ends up being Brennan Marion, I'm hopeful for that. But speaking of the whole thing, an extension is in place for Pennarduzzi, which, you know, after the season he had, he's definitely going to get an extension. I mean, he's earned that. Heather, I guess, you know, a long-term commitment was made to him to build a foundation, and 7 years later, he was brought in 6 or 7 years later, he's here. You know, look where we're at now. There's some chatter about people saying this is what Heather is doing with Jeff Capel, and it's a possibility. That's what's happened with Jeff Capel. Maybe, yeah, he's been here in his fourth year now, and all the key figures of his program that he recruited are already gone. They may give him a chance to rebuild the roster and build a foundation, because the transfer portal was obviously made things a lot interesting for a lot of, you know, for a lot of people and a lot of teams. You know, football, it's obviously, we're seeing a lot of quarterbacks switching gears, you know, and we've seen that a lot. I mean, we've seen some pretty notable names. I mean, Dylan Gabriel goes to, from UCF, he's headed to UCLA. I mean, there's so much going on. I'm sure Pitt's got probably land a transfer quarterback as well, and that's what's looking like. I mean, that's what's leaning towards. I'm seeing Jeff Capel slander on my timeline. Speaking of that, I heard that supposedly there's boosters that already got the money together to buy out they're looking to buy out Jeff Capel, supposedly. Unless they already have their guy in place. I mean, I'm not sure who you go with. I mean, well, Sean Miller's an obvious one. And with the NIL, in fact, I mean, it'd be a good hire for Pitt, because, you know, we won't have to hide any cheating. I mean, you know, get the bagman out. Shit. That's something I can think of. I'm not sure who else. I mean, there's Brandon Knight, obviously. But let's not get too deep in that, because we need to get through this basketball season. And I'm thinking, though, the long-term commitment was definitely made to Lance White, because he has a bigger mess to, you know, to fix, you know, than Capel does. Well, Capel made an even bigger mess, and I don't know. I'm bouncing around now. Because we have to get to the recruiting class as well. And of course, there was some drama on letter of intent day. I mean, we had that going on. So let's recap what we talked about. Let's see, Christmas and co-parenting is a lot of fucking headaches. Kenny Pickett skips the bowl game, and more power to him. Thank you, Kenny. Pennarduzzi extension. He deserves it. Let him go. Let him get it. Offensive coordinator. Let's not hope for another Michigan State grad assistant. Let's hope Pat, you know, makes the right hire here. I mean, we'd love to see Brennan Marion get a promotion for what he's done, which I'm not sure if it's going to happen. But I mean, when you have a big season and score a lot of points, you're going to see a lot of guys. You know, there's going to be a lot of shifting. And you're going to see, like, Mark Whipple goes to Nebraska to get himself a payday, and good for you. And obviously, whatever commitment they made to Pennarduzzi, it could possibly be made for Pitt Hoops, unless the boosters got the money to do what they need to do. But of course, before we get to the other stuff, let me tell you again about my bookie. You double your money with them. I mean, they have this double deposit bonus. Use the promo code SPORTSDRINK. Kickstart your betting experience, because you get to double your money up to $1,000. You know, go and get yourself some extra Christmas money. You know, I mean, you're going to be spending a lot of money, I mean, on gifts. You can make that money back with MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag, promo code SPORTSDRINK. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with them. And let me talk about Spotify Room, guys. It's the live, audio-only sports talk platform. Free to use. Talk to other fans, athletes, It's, you know, perfect for the watch parties, the breaking news, and, you know, post-game breakdowns. You know, it'd be a good discussion. That, you know, it's a good place to hang out and discuss, you know, coaching changes. Because, you know, Urban Meyer got fired a few days ago. I mean, of course, the pit coaching stuff. I mean, all kind of things. Who knows? Maybe some people will drop in these listening parties and, you know, just some names and faces. All you got to do is download the app. It's on the iOS App Store or Google Play Store. It's free. Create your profile, link your Twitter. Come in with your spicy takes. Yeah, we'll get into her whole Urban thing in a minute. Pitt wrapped up their 2022 recruiting class. 12 players. You know, by breakdown, let's see. They got 2 kids from New York, 2 from Texas, 1 Florida, 1 Georgia, 1 Massachusetts, 1 Jersey, 1 Ohio, 1 Pennsylvania, 1 Virginia. They had some decommits. Unfortunately, it's, you know, especially when you recruit down south, it's a pain in the ass because, well, you know, with coaching changes and stuff, players get chances to stay close to home. But, you know, they ranked overall 64, national rank 11th in the ACC, but they had a small class. And so, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, guys. So I would not put so much into that. We're very hard on our classes, but look what we got. We ended up with an ACC championship. You can't go wrong with that. So let's see. We got a running back, 2 receivers, 2 offensive linemen, 3 defensive linemen. So, you know, the big key was the lines. 1 linebacker. We're going to probably end up getting more because of the guys we lost. So I'm sure the transfer portal will give us a few. We got a defensive back and 2 special teams players. We got Ryan Bear from Ohio, lineman, offensive tackle. Samuel Canula, he's a defensive lineman. He was the signing day surprise. You know, 3-star from Braintree. He's listed as Massachusetts, but I think he's a Florida guy mostly. Let me take a look here. I think he went to Florida. Well, he had some pretty nice offers, I'll say that much, but he says he's brought to Massachusetts. Jimmy Scott, defensive lineman from New York. Jordan Bailey, he initially decommitted, but he's back. Running back, Tampa, Florida. Rylan Gandy, Buford, Georgia, cornerback. Shane Ablocko, wide receiver from Texas. Isaiah Montgomery, offensive tackle from Virginia. Kyle Lewis, he's listed as an athlete. From New Jersey, Addison Copeland, wide receiver, Buffalo, New York. Sean Fitzsimmons, defensive lineman, NACA, PA. Marquand Pope, linebacker from Texas. And Sam Vonderhaar, punter. Well, the 2 special teams guys. I think they consider the 1 guy special teams, Kyle Lewis, probably. But overall, I mean, like I said, I wouldn't get too worked up over this. People were getting worked up over Penn State recruiting Pitt, despite the season we had. You know, we had... Here's the thing. Penn State, for the most part, has out-recruited us no matter how bad things have been for them. During their dark years in the early 2000s, they did better than us for the most part. During their after the Sandusky stuff, when they got hit with sanctions, they were not doing too great. You know, they were doing a little bit better than us as well. I mean, Penn State's going to always do better than us because, for the most part, as of right now, because they have a bigger program than us. And, of course, which means bigger facilities, bigger everything. Bigger, you know, that's just how that is. You can't really worry about them. They're competing in the Big Ten. We're competing in the ACC. We got to worry about winning the ACC. You know, that's been our focus, it seems. And there we have it. But there was some signing day drama with, Deion Sanders, who coaches at Jackson State. He pulled a player from Florida State, his alma mater. And then, of course, you know, you got to understand something here. Deion wanted the FSU job, so I'm sure he didn't mind yanking a kid from his alma mater. In fact, let me look him up real quick. Who was that kid again that he yanked? Travis Hunter, one of the number one top recruits, he got an NIL deal from Barstool and Penn National, so he's getting a lot of money for that. I find it hilarious the people who for years told us that recruiting is for the big dogs, and you know if you don't like it, tough, you know, deal with it. You know, you got to have the money and resources, and us big dogs do. But now we're seeing players going from different schools where the money is, and now all of a sudden this is out of control. We created free agency in football, and we're paying players. And gee, it's a little, you know, the tune has changed. You know, now that other schools can yank players, you know, it's amazing that how people change their tune all of a sudden. I'm sure, what's hilarious is Florida State just gave Mike Norvell an extension. Did he get an extension? Let me still look here. I looked and I saw he did. You know how social media is when they... Let me see here. Oh, yeah, he got a one-year extension. So, initially, I thought he was getting something bigger, but they just gave him another year. And who knows how that goes. But yeah, with NIL, it makes things more interesting with recruiting, and of course, some people don't like it, and that's just tough shit. I mean, yeah, it's gonna benefit the bigger program still, but they just don't like it that they just don't like to see other players being taken from them. You know, but that's just the luck of the game, and that's just how it is. But anyways. Big shout to Pitt Women's Volleyball for their season. They made it to the Final Four and they lost to Nebraska 3-1. They had a really good first set. The second set just wasn't good. The third set, things just didn't go right for them. They fell down 2-1, and Nebraska just had a better. Their defense was just unreal. I mean, they knew where to go. They knew where to make their stops. And the women in the fourth set, they fought like hell. And it just, at the end of the day, the bounces just didn't go their way. But, to get to a Final Four of any tournament in college, it's monumental. And it's a tough task, and they did it. And good for them. I'm happy for them. It's great to see them have success that they've had. And as a Pitt fan, it's been a great time to be a Pitt fan. I mean, we had men's soccer. They've been having a nice run. Football. Women's volleyball. It just gets better. I need to add Pitt women's soccer. They finished 11-7 overall this year. They were 11-5 last year. Good for them. There's a lot of feel-good stuff here, guys. If you're a Pitt fan, there's a lot to be happy about. So don't let a lot of stuff bring you guys down. Shit happens. Of course, we got one more. And the best part is we got one more game of Pitt football. Anyways, guys, I'm done here. Have a great weekend. Hail to Pitt. Talk to you later.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.